information provided on the Pervcast should never be considered professional advice, but is information based on experiences from being in the lifestyle. It is intended for those seeking lifestyle information with their partner's full knowledge, consent, and consideration of individual comfort level. You should never disregard professional advice or delay in seeking that advice by what is heard here.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Attention, attention, the perv has escaped. Please secure the building. Again, the perv has escaped.
I put the car in Stringer, baby!
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
Welcome to another episode of the Pervcast with your host, Ms. K.
I'm an angel. Okay. So the halo slits a little.
And the perv.
I am a colossal perv.
Now here they are, broadcasting from somewhere in Northwest Ohio, lounging in their luxurious playroom, Ms. K and the perv. Welcome to episode 2. Hey, we have a third voice on here tonight. CW decided to join us, our lovely producer.
Thank you.
And, of course, it's me, the perv.
MSK.
Eh?
Who?
I told you I forget who I am.
What? Dude.
What's my name again?
She's looking at CW's knockers. What do you expect?
Jeez.
You are.
You're so easily distracted, not me.
Oh, please.
Shit.
That's why everything that comes on TV, it's, hey, she's got nice boobs. Oh, we're in the store, she's got nice boobs.
No, I don't
oh,
say
we're
boobs.
Out in the yard, she's got nice boobs.
I don't
boobs.
Say boobs.
You say tits, don't you?
I say knocker.
Well, yeah, you do say knockers, but every woman you see has nice knockers.
That's right, and I'm a man. I'm damn proud of it. At least I'm honest with myself. So,
publicly honest.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, tonight's topic is swinging etiquette. Swinging etiquette, whatever. Swinging etiquette.
Or lifestyle etiquette.
Lifestyle etiquette. We're going to go ahead and discuss some topics and things like that. Some things we picked up over the last 7 years of being in the lifestyle. How long have you been in the lifestyle?
3 years.
3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're a semi-veteran.
I'm kind of a newbie still.
Still kind of a newbie. Shit. Yeah.
I am. I'm a newbie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You still have half the halo left, huh?
That's correct.
Shit. I just thought that was your nipple ring.
Yeah, it would have to be.
It would probably fit.
Get those. You're right, it probably would.
Go get those hoop earrings down there.
Oh, I'll have ho hoops on my boobies.
Yeah, there you go. Ho hoops.
Ho hoops.
Someplace to put your ankles where you get busy.
Stirrups.
There you go. Play with the nipples and your feet, too, at the same time. Woo! Damn! That brings some interesting topics to mind. What?
I'm glad I'm the quiet one.
Shit. Quiet one, yeah, whatever. Do me! Oh, yeah!
It's not do me, it's actually fuck me, but...
Okay, I was trying to be polite. Polite?
You?
Yeah, polite? Why is this supposed to be censored?
Censored? No.
No, okay.
We are naked, though, under our clothes. Anyways, what's the topic here is swinging lifestyle... etiquette. Some neat little things to kind of keep in mind when you're out in there in the world of swinging and or lifestyling to kind of...
Lifestyling?
Lifestyling.
That's a new word.
Lifestyle. It's a pervicate.
It's a pervicate.
Pervicate. That's right. My own language, damn it. It's good to be the king.
The king of what?
King of perversion.
I'm the king, hey, remember?
Perv king.
King perv. Ta-ta-ta. My first order of business is all women must come to parties naked.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be a problem with the hotel?
No, because we'd be having the parties in my palace.
Oh, I see.
Oh, boy.
Of course, that's all in my mind, so.
I don't think I want to go into your mind.
I don't think I do either.
It's a busy place. At least it's not empty. At least most people don't think.
It's pretty... No, I was going to say it's clean, but I know better than that.
Nope, it's not clean. Most of the time it's in the gutter, so it's not clean.
Not most of the time, all the time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there any time that it isn't in the gutter?
Thank you.
I know you, perv. I know better.
I think about an hour before I wake up.
Even in your sleep, it's in the gutter.
Hell yeah. That's when it gets really good.
I don't even want to know.
Wow. I don't even need porno music there.
Oh, we have to take a break.
And we'll be back. And we'll be back.
After these messages.
Don't want to sound too crass, and please don't think I've got no class. Just show my testosterone. Nothing's more fun than feeling boobies. Da-da-da-da. How's it going? You really got my juices flowing. Ain't no signs of gravity. Nothing's as fun as feeling boobies. Give me boobies. They're a nice pair to see. So wonderful to me. From a 42D to a 3050. And with whipped cream on top, they're a heck of a treat. Nothing's more fun than feeling boobies.
You're listening to the Purrcast.
And we're back.
Hello.
Okay, so we have several...
Let's move along, shall we?
We keep on moving. ease on down the road. What?
Oh, boy.
Anyways. So, as we were saying, we're going to discuss some topics of etiquette, and we'll let Ms. K start that off.
Number one, no means no. Above all, don't be pushy. Learn how to handle no in a respectful way. If you're interested in swinging with somebody, let them know in an inviting way. Everyone has the right to say no at all times to anyone without explanation.
You know, I was thinking, during the search that we do, there's a little square on there that says wants to swing with you tonight. There's a good way to let people know.
Uh-huh. Actually, that worked for me.
Does it?
One time.
Yeah.
Only once.
Yeah.
But it worked.
But it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great idea.
The rest of time she just...
Should be on every one of those, actually.
The rest of time she just goes under the table.
That works, too.
I haven't been under the table in a very long time.
Yeah, whatever.
Neither have I.
Was that out loud?
I didn't become CW for nothing.
Yeah, we know that. Anyways, expanding on no means no, it's pretty simple. No
means no.
No. Plain and simple. Of course, it's always nice to say no thanks or no thank you.
Don't be rude about it.
Yeah. Not like, fuck off!
Not like, ew, no.
Right.
Ew.
Are you kidding me?
No. You got to be joking.
Gag me with a spoon.
Gag me with a spoon. What are you from, the 80s?
Gag me with a spork. Anyways.
Anyway.
I think we touched on this topic last time. Anyways.
Yes.
Number two.
Ooh.
Anyways.
Number two, be friendly and courteous and respect others.
Yeah, that's
That's a big one.
Yeah. Reason behind that is obviously treat others like you want to treat them. You know, back in school, all those years ago.
No, you mean treat others like you want to be
the
treated.
The golden rule.
Well, just because you're at a swingers party doesn't mean you got to treat everybody like they're hookers or something like that.
No.
You don't have to maul
what you want them to do to you.
Exactly.
Huh?
I said it's not necessary to maul somebody.
No.
Yeah, think about it. How you would feel if it was your partner on the other end of your receiving.
Yeah.
Or your giving, or whatever you want to call it.
Of course, I was kind of interested when we
I
did
like
the
to give.
Today. Woo!
I like give. I'm a giver.
Very giving.
Very giving. I like to receive, too.
Yeah. Not me. I don't like receiving.
No, I would imagine not. Well, certain kinds
receiving.
Of
receiving. Receiving
a blowjob. Yeah, well, see, there's the receiving that you would like.
Okay, yeah. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. Golden rule should apply. Don't be rude. Of course.
Not should apply. Should apply.
Should apply. I said should apply.
It sounded like shit.
Well, shit. Anyway. Along with that, though, I was kind of interested by the question of the day we put out about, you know, being forward and touchy. Most women were pretty okay with being felt up, but there were certain lines you couldn't pass.
Right.
That was pretty interesting.
It was interesting, actually.
My view is, it depends on who it is.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
if
it
it's somebody,
a lot of people.
It depends. I mean, if you know somebody well enough, it's completely okay, but.
If I just met you at that party. And you come up and you're all over me, I'm not good with that.
No.
I'm not good with that.
Cool with
if
that.
I've known you for a year and a half or so and you come up and you're all over me, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because by that point, you should know whether or not I'm okay with that.
Man, on the other hand, you know, it just depends on what you touch. And we have to say, lower.
What do you mean, like
you have to
this?
Get directions? Yeah. You don't like giving directions?
No. That's not it. Next.
Number 3, drugs and alcohol should be left outside the party area and should be limited to your own rooms at an off-premise hotel party. While some smaller events such as house parties may allow 420 or marijuana, some may not.
Hello, Kermit the Frog here, and I am really f***ed up.
Please respect the owner's homes, and if they request you go outside or in your car, please do so respectfully.
And don't get upset.
Yeah. Like that one time?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we had a couple that actually, somebody whipped out a doobage, and they weren't too hip on that. They got up and left.
Yeah, they weren't happy.
It might be best for the host to mention that there might be some usage of narcotics.
Well, I just think in everybody's best interest, it should just be...
Yeah, left outside.
Left outside.
Go out to cars, maybe in a separate room where nobody else...
You got to understand that not everybody's into that. Not everybody likes to even see that sometimes.
There's always bathroom with fan.
There you go.
So be respectful, whatever the host says. So if they say no, nothing above booze, don't bring it. Don't be stupid. I won't be back.
Reminds me of something.
Snatch.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Snatch.
Snatch. The new fragrance from Tommy Smellfinger. It lets a man know just where things
are. Tired of spending time with your computer when you can be spending time with friends? Join your friends at Devil's Paradise, the sizzling hotspot for heavily intoxicated. Devil's Paradise is your online resource for Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan. Learn new things, meet new friends, and who knows what else. From our fun and exotic meet and greets to our always available website and Yahoo group, we welcome everyone interested in the lifestyle. Couples, single females, and select single males are welcome. Come check out the sizzling hot fun at Devil's Paradise. For more information, check out our website at www.devilswithazine.paradise.com. Call 419-283-4948 or email us at info@devilsparadise.com.
Listening to the Pervcast, and now here's Miss Kate, the one that's always under the table, and the Perv.
And we're back. Now back to where we were.
Number 4, arrive as a couple and leave as a couple when attending a swing dance or party. It is very frowned upon by most hosts and other swingers when a partner, usually the woman, departs, leaving her mate at the party as a single. Departing for a short period of time is okay, but a long time would not be.
No, we've seen
like 2 hours?
Yeah.
Who left for 2 hours?
My partner.
Oh, your partner.
Was in his room for 2 hours in one of the parties?
He did that?
Yeah, he did that.
Oh, my God. Well, that's...
He missed half the damn party. And he came back, and I'm like, where the hell were you?
Hello, Billy.
Save that till after the party.
Yeah.
Number 5, attractive but casual party clothes are usually best. If you're attending an on-premise party, take a robe, negligee, or a other slip-on. You may find it more comfortable as the evening continues. If you are attending a dance, then dress according to theme of the party or at least in nice clothing. You don't need to wear suits or fancy dresses, but you also don't want to wear dirty or torn clothing. What you wear will either help attract others to you or make them steer clear of you.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever had a problem with that. At least most of our...
I've seen a couple.
Have you?
That have been questionable. Mm. You know, stained T-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
White stained T-shirts. Jeans.
I guess
it's just
jeans.
Me. I'm just not a fan of jeans. Like, you know, to me, jeans aren't dressy.
Right.
You know?
I don't know. Depends. I mean, if they're nice.
I mean, if they're, if they're nice jeans. But, you know, everyday work jeans.
Yeah.
You know, that are a little worn looking and
I think usually we kind of turn a blind eye to it, but I think for the bigger parties, we usually request folks show up nicely dressed, such right. as New Year's
And for
Eve.
The most part, everybody does.
Of course, my personal preference would be just birthday suits.
Of course.
That's always
but
the best
we still have
suit.
To wear clothing to and from the venue.
Well, sure. Okay, but birthday suits work just fine for me.
Yeah.
What? Of course it would.
I have a pussy on my back.
Hey, leave that pussy alone. It's not yours.
Oh. Kinky.
And, I know, isn't that kind of a strange place to have a pussy?
Very kinky.
A cat, but just imagine how double penetration would work.
You shouldn't have said that.
That would be kind of weird.
Bow, wow, wow, wow. Be giving new tension to a backache.
I have a backache, actually.
Oh, no.
Number 6, cleanliness and good grooming is essential for swinging participants. Be aware of your body and take care of it. Be especially aware of any bad body odor that you may develop due to rather physical nature of these activities. Even a kiss can be repulsive if you have bad breath.
Blech! My lips touch dog lips!
Yeah. Carry mints.
Mm-hmm. Or gum. Actually, mints are better for you. I read somewhere that gum actually keeps your bad breath in the gum. Yeah.
Really?
So it's better to chew on or suck on mints.
Listerine.
Suck.
I said suck.
Uh-oh. CW's in again.
Suck it.
Wow. That's the one thing I'm good at is sucking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good point. Are you advertising again?
No, I'm not.
You're not allowed to advertise.
I don't advertise.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, okay.
CW does not advertise.
Yeah. Okay. Unless she's drunk.
I don't talk like that when I'm drunk.
Yeah, okay.
No.
No. At least you don't think, right?
I don't think so.
You don't.
Yeah. But yeah, Listerine strips work good.
Oh, yeah, I like those.
Or water or something like that.
Water's not going to take away
bad breath.
What are you talking about?
Hey,
okay.
You get cotton mouth.
I got to bring something up here, though. If you're going to play with more than one person, take a shower in between.
Thank you.
Please.
Good point. No sloppy seconds.
Yeah, some of us don't like sloppy seconds.
I don't mind if it's clean, sloppy, cleaned up sloppy seconds, but I don't want sloppy seconds without cleaning in between. Sorry.
So I'll pass.
Kiss somebody and taste something else?
Oh, I don't mind that too much, but the other part, I don't want to have my mouth down there tasting other stuff. Because I don't know what all that other stuff is. So.
Good point.
Number 7, don't be a drama queen or king.
Drama queen!
No one likes drama.
No.
Drama queens? We have those?
Oh, yeah.
I think they're everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we've seen a lot of them, such as try to approve single males in the group.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all take that personally.
Drop dead!
Really?
Yeah.
You're fucked, pal.
Sorry, dude. Read the rules of the group, of the club. Read the rules of the club.
Yeah.
Club, group, whatever.
Same shit.
SSDD.
Yep.
Still, same shit, different day.
Yep. Still say it's funny when the single males try to join. They always send pictures. We just got one a couple days ago.
And they send pictures of their dick, not even their face.
Oh, this dude said one of his face, though, was the hat. I'm 20. Can't you see
Wait, you got to have me in your club. I've got a big dick.
Yeah. And I'm long-lasting, well-endowed.
Boring.
We don't care.
Okay.
Number 8, be respectful of others, even if you do not care for them. All people have feelings. No one says you
Number
have to
eight.
Swing with someone. Going
I like
off
eight.
On the dirtiness again.
He's a perv. What do you expect?
He is. No one says you have to swing with someone you don't care for or even befriend them, but at least respect them as a person. Please.
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 Because everybody has feelings.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think there was a good incident that happened to your partner.
Yes.
In the pool.
In the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without
That's
naming,
not very nice.
No. You want, without naming names, you want to kind of expand on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, the female of the couple did not approve of, you know, my partner. And she continued to badmouth him to everybody and everyone. Because she wanted to make sure that everybody knew she did not like. Which is fine. It's okay to not like him. But it's not cool to badmouth him. There's no reason for that.
I think she said it out loud one time.
Yeah, too. In the pool.
Called him a creep.
Yeah. And her partner said it to me directly, which, hello, you know, I realize that you don't like him either, but that he's still my husband, you know.
Yeah,
exactly.
Keep your opinions to yourself unless they're positive.
Right.
It goes along with
if you can't queen. Say something nice, don't say anything at all.
And be warned, if we find out something like that happens again, you can complain or make notice about something happening that you didn't agree with, but keep it to yourself. We'll handle it, or else we'll handle you out the door.
Correct.
But, yeah, that's not cool. Everybody has feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Number 9.
Even the perv.
Yeah, even the perv.
I just like to be felt.
Feel ya?
Yeah, that's right.
Number 9. Don't take a ticket to a swing party. A ticket is someone who has no intention of swinging, but is willing to go along to get someone else in. No one must swing at a party, of course, but if one person swings, it is expected that the other one is willing and free to do the same.
I think we've
never heard that term ticket before.
Yeah. I haven't either.
I don't know if we've ever had that issue before. I know people bring dates, but I don't know.
How do you get a date for a swing party? That's what I want to know.
Well, if you're a female, see, that's, I think, that would be the easier thing, because if you're a female.
What's a unicorn?
Single female.
I should know that. I watch Swingtown.
You keep missing that show, Dan.
I love that show, actually.
But if you're single, I think if you're a single female, it would be a lot easier to get a male to come to a
Well, yeah, because they all want everybody wants to know what's happening.
Exactly.
What do you guys do at those parties you go to? Everybody seems to think that we all just get naked and play in the middle of the room or something.
That's right. Show them to me and come. They all want to come. Yeah. What?
They don't get the fact that nothing happens in the room. It's just a party for the most part. It's just a party where everybody gets together afterwards. That's all.
Right. It's like a normal party.
Okay. What are you whistling about?
Nothing ever happens in the room. Please.
Oh, you should know. You've had that happen before, Mr. B. Giver.
Well, sometimes nothing.
Do I look that naive?
Sometimes nothing happens.
Does the word naive go across my forehead?
I've honestly never seen anybody actually have sex in the in the room. I've seen blowjobs.
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Yeah.
Who?
It was close. I don't remember. It was some other couple ago. It was pretty damn close. But usually no.
Most everybody's usually just having fun for the most part. You know,
having a good
time. If you're coming to a party expecting everybody to just laying on the floor and having sex, that doesn't happen.
No, that's what the after party's for.
Exactly. That's where the fun is.
No, she's lighting up again.
I'm sorry. It's all fun, but that's even more fun.
What's next?
Number 10.
Uh-huh.
Don't take someone to a swing party who is not fully informed as to the nature of the party and their expected behavior.
Yes.
When did that happen?
When
has it happened?
Did it happen at the last party?
No.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
No, I thought we've had issues like that where one partner was not fully...
No.
Well, I think it kind of goes hand in hand with the fact that the partners should fully discuss what they're going to do.
Well, see, now that's hard, too, because when you're a first-time couple and you don't know what these parties are like, because I had that experience myself, my husband and I did. Mm-hmm. We didn't know what was going to happen, so it's hard to set ground rules when you have no idea what's going to happen at the party.
Yeah.
You know? So...
I'm trying to think what our...
I have a voicemail.
What was our first party? A bowling party?
Yeah, it was a bowling party.
Mine was at a 2-lane bowling alley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, our first experience was at Blend's.
Really?
But that wasn't... Yes, that wasn't an actual party.
Where she sat in the corner and played video games all night.
I was shy.
Yeah.
Ooh. I am shy.
Are you believing this shit?
Miss K was shy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I am still shy. I have come out of my shell quite a bit, but I'm still shy.
Yeah, she still uses the table as defense.
That's right.
No, I move around a little more now.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you crap.
I know.
Yeah. But really, that should be a part of the etiquette, too, is making sure your partner and you understand fully so you don't end up fights.
Yeah, nobody likes fights.
Fights? Who fights?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, imagine that. Probably that.
Not very often.
Probably that Ms. K and the perv.
No.
No, it's not a party without one fight from the two of you.
That's right. That's tradition, damn it.
Actually, the last party, I didn't see one, so if there was one, I missed it.
You missed it.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Tradition still stands strong. Guaranteed. That's okay, though.
Because I was out socializing, I wasn't paying attention.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It happens.
Mm-hmm. Next.
Next, number 11. Don't disturb the swinging enjoyment of others in a bedroom or other swing area with prolonged talk. Also, don't assume an open door is an open invitation. Someone may have forgotten to close it. If there are people busy in a room, ask first before joining in. Don't barrel in and make yourself at home. Know a person's rules before you start playing with them.
Yeah, that brings up a good point there. We have another couple we know that ran into a potentially bad situation. They were at a on-premise club, as a matter of fact, in a group playroom. And the female was out playing and having a good time. And the male was just kind of hanging out. Just as the male turned around, he seen his wife just about ready to be gotten from behind with no condom. And that's one of their rules. So, turn off the vibrator.
Sorry.
Jeez. Can't get enough there. I'm the one that's perverted.
Woohoo!
That's one thing to always kind of make sure you understand what people are doing. Beforehand.
And don't get upset if they say you have to have a condom.
Yeah. But I also remember with you, the first time you played with a couple, you kind of told them, another couple, that they kind of had to skedaddle.
Well, yes, because I'm not one for audiences.
Mm-hmm. Neither am I.
And if I'm playing, I mean, I would prefer to play one-on-one.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Without anybody in the room.
Or two-on-two, couple-on-couple if it's in the same room. But I'm not real hip on being watched by everybody else.
And people that aren't doing anything.
Right.
Yeah, I had that experience with the last party, too. It was not fun. Oh, we have to take a break.
And we'll be back. And we'll be back.
After these messages.
And you know, when I'm driving down Route 9W on a hot summer day, me and the missus always stop at Dickens Fruit Stand. They've got everything from fruit to vegetables, homemade pies, but there is nothing like their cider. Ain't that right, honey?
Uh-huh.
Dickens Cider. Yes, sirree. Why, even though we were late for church last Sunday, she had to have a little Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
She says there ain't nothing like it. Even my minister says his wife enjoys a little Dickens Cider now and then. Hey, why don't you bring some home in our protective plastic rib bottle? That way it'll stay fresh. Or you can let it sit a while and have some hard Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
It's good at lunch, good at dinner, and there's nothing like waking up with a Dickens Cider. Dickens Fruit Stand, just off Route 9W and Country Road 69. Open 24 hours, because after a chilly summer night, I like to snuggle up in bed with a hot dick inside.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. No. Oh. Oh. Yeah. No. Oh.
Has this ever happened to you? Not with Don Juan's Glass Pleasure Wands. With Don Juan's, you control the fun. One of the fastest expanding and innovative of the glow industry brands, Don Juan's brings the best of both worlds together. They have the best quality, most attractive, and largest variety of glass products featuring hypoallergenic, waterproof, and beautiful Glass Pleasure Wands. From the smooth and sleek Sunshine Helix Rocket to the wild and exotic Fat Jack 12-inch glass dildo, Don Juan's has a wand that's just right for you. Don Juan's Glass Pleasure Wands, one of life's many pleasures. You're listening to The Perv on The Pervcast.
And we're back.
Hello. Okay.
And we're back. Hello.
Next on the list, number 12. Club swing parties have party dues or donations. It is your responsibility to present it upon being checked in for a party. Don't make the host remind you, and don't try to sneak in. That is in bad taste.
Yeah. I think your batteries are dying on the vibrator.
Can I use it?
Woohoo! You got a toy bag full of them.
You know, I have a double bullet. I bought this thing called a dolphin, and it has a bullet on the top and a bullet on the bottom. I think it's the most powerful bullet
really?
Vibrator I've ever freaking used. I won't use anything else now.
I want to see.
All right, I'll bring it. I'll bring it the next party.
Yeah,
we always have our toy bag, so.
Us too. course, it's getting heavier by the party.
Well.
But anyways, back to the original topic here.
Sorry, we digress. I apologize.
No, you're okay. The main thing is, like the last party we had, when somebody came to the door and didn't have the full amount, we were going to let him in for a cheaper rate. And I say him as in single
male.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he never showed back up. Mm-hmm. So. And most of the time these parties are private, so if you're not on the list, you might want to figure out a way to let everybody know that you're coming or something like that.
Like RSVPs are important.
Yeah. Or like us, we have a group phone. Shaman's plug.
Group phone.
What's the group phone number?
419-283-4948.
I'm glad she can remember it.
Neither can I.
I just go up to the webpage.
What's that number again?
419-283-4948.
There we go.
I forgot it.
Yay!
Standing ovulation.
Number 13. If a party is BYOB, which means bring your own bottle.
I thought it was bring your own boobs.
I thought it was bring your own booty.
Well, it could be any of the above.
Bring your own Bob.
Bring your own Bob, battery-operated boyfriend.
Yeah. Only drink what you bring. Never help yourself to what others have brought without asking first.
Or if they offer to you.
Right.
Yeah.
This is another of the much violated rules of swinging etiquette and is one of the causes the most anger among party guests.
Well, heck yeah, you paid for that booze. Why would you let somebody else drink it?
I think it also needs to be said about these drink whores.
Who's a drink whore? Not me.
No, not to the extreme. There are some out there that flash their boobies and rub a little weenie just to get a drink.
Not me.
What was that?
I just shut the...
Perv's getting excited.
Well, that's what I kind of wondered. Number 14. Tell the host if another guest causes a problem. Won't take no for an answer or is objectionable in any way. They sincerely want to know so they can correct the problem. Keeping problems and bad feelings to yourself only contributes to tension to the situation.
Yes. I don't know how many times we run into that where we find out from a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend that they weren't too happy with the party.
Yeah.
That kind of gets annoying because we could have handled it. So if you got a problem, say something.
They weren't happy with the party itself or with something that happened at the party or what?
They were bored to tears.
How? At our parties?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you just didn't let yourself have fun.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. But seriously, you got to talk, speak up about it. Talk up, speak up.
Speak up, email, call.
Suggestions are always welcome.
There's lots of members or owners and moderators and stuff roaming around in the parties. Tell them.
Yeah. We got the badges.
We don't need no stinking badges.
Except for Ms. Kay over here. She never wears hers.
It's because she never gets up from the table.
No, she just gets under it.
I'm a permanent fixture there.
The other thing is, along with that, is, you know, if you don't like something you see, tell us. If you like what you see, tell others.
Yeah.
The more people we get to a party, the better your chances of getting late.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get late.
I didn't say that, did I?
Was that a Freudian slip?
Yes. But always give creative suggestions.
We have a suggestion box.
Yes, we have a suggestion box. We have a form online. We have ways to call, IMs, chat. So if you don't give your ideas, that's your fault. It sucks to be you. But
no. We're always welcome for input.
Yeah. Some of the things.
Feedback.
Feedback.
Oh, wait, that's not the right type of feedback, is it?
Some other things we do recommend, especially for couples, is have a clear objective of what you're, clear understanding how each other are going to interact with stuff, because that could be a bad part. We ran into issues with a couple, and never assume things.
Never assume.
Yeah, don't assume that the bed that you're sleeping in is supposed to be for you. We had to remove a couple from a bed because she was so drunk she passed out in the bed and thought it was hers to sleep in. Then the poor couple was supposed to use the bed was waiting until like 4 in the morning to go to sleep. Yeah, your partner and I had to deal with that issue.
Yeah, I remember that.
But also like that, we've also ran into situations where one partner assumed that it was okay to do something without his partner's okay. And it's ended up in a lot of arguments and people leaving at 3 o'clock in the morning when it's freezing rain out and everything else. So have a clear understanding. But other than that, I think we're good with the etiquette portion of this. After that, we have...
I think it's time for a break.
I think so.
Yep, time for a break.
In the mood for something different? Then come into Beavers, America's favorite new theme restaurant. Beavers. Good times, great drinks, and mouth-watering food that'll leave you saying,
we love Beavers.
I want the clam strips.
And I'll have the big beaver.
The Big Beaver. Done any way you like it. So how do you like your Big Beaver?
I like my Big Beaver hot and juicy with lots of cheese.
I like my Big Beaver pink in the middle.
We come here all the time.
For a nice picnic,
try our box lunches.
Beavers, there's one opening up near you.
It's Ms. K.
I sure do like a woman with nice tits like yours.
On the Pervcast.
Tired of the same old New Year's Eve celebration?
Yay!
How much did you pay for last New Year's celebration? $100? $200? $300? How about $25? That's right. The Devil's Paradise invites you to their glitz and glam New Year's celebration for a special rate of $25 for Devil's Paradise and Seduction Yahoo group members or Swing Lifestyle members. Everyone else is just $30. Ring in the New Year with Northwest Ohio's wildest crowd, featuring a cash bar, live DJs featuring the Quad Squad DJs, and a champagne toaster balloon drop at midnight. Doors open at 8 p.m. and we keep dancing till 2. Still not done partying? Neither are we. Keep ringing in the new year with the Party Till You Drop after party. Play, chat, and party till the wee hours of the morning in our special after party room. Spend some time with your friends in our mild room or get your freak on in the Devil's Own Paradise Room. After you're done partying, why drive home? Special room rates available for as low as $50. What are you waiting for? RSVP now. For more information, check out our website at www.devilsparadise.com/NYE.
You're listening to CW Stone.
I'll give you the best blowjob you've ever had.
On the Pervcast.
Okay.
And we're back.
Hi, Ben. That's not your back, that's your front. Oh, sorry.
My front's not as big as yours.
By the way, speaking of that, did you see my picture?
Yeah, why?
Our picture at the our photo op picture?
Uh-huh.
I look like just a big set of boobs with legs.
Well, must have been when you went pee here. You came back, your boobs were still sitting here.
Well, you know, and I tried a bra on the other day at a store, and it was a push-up bra. I'm like, yeah, I can wear this, but my boobs arise 5 minutes before I do.
What in
that? So I opted no.
There you go.
You'd just be a good person to take on a plane, though, right?
Why? Well, flotation devices.
Flotation device.
There you
or
go.
Else take your bra off.
They do float. We have pictures.
Yes. Could use your bra as a parachute.
Why
though.
Do boobs float in the pool?
I don't know.
Or the hot tub.
They do float, though.
They do float.
We have pictures.
Because usually...
Perv took pictures with his camera.
I don't understand
that. It's fatty tissue, and fatty tissue has a tendency to be buoyant.
That's why lard floats on water.
Yes.
Huh.
Now I'm saying my boobs are lard.
Laid? Yes.
They're good for that, too.
Yes.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
My devil's coming out.
Anyways, one of the last things we want to talk about is another form of etiquette between partners... And other partners, it's okay because you're never going to find, usually...
It's very rare.
Rare. That you're going to find a couple that you're both interested in and they're both interested in you.
Correct.
Rarely, rarely, rarely. But the partner you seek to play with still has a partner. And it's always proper etiquette to at least acknowledge that person exists.
Yes.
And what was it you said during the break, which was... Just because it was okay one time.
One time, yeah. Just because you got permission to do it one time doesn't mean that permission's good every single time.
That's right.
So try, you know, be nice and or be, what's the word I'm looking for?
Courteous.
Courteous and ask for permission.
Yes.
Again. Even if it comes up to with, you know, I'd really like to play with them, this person. Is it okay with you? Do you mind if we do it this way? Whatever, like we did last time, whatever. You know, just be nice enough to ask.
And actually, I was listening to one podcast that actually mentioned possibly even after everything is said and done, at least coming up and saying thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for letting us take
I know it sounds kind of silly when you think about it, but it does make people remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Because
and they're going to be more apt to want to play with you again later on.
Mm-hmm.
If you're courteous. That's still courtesy.
Courtesy is contagious.
Yes. Just like a smile.
But really, honestly and truly, it just makes the other person not feel like the left out.
Outsider.
Yes. That gets kind of troublesome.
You mean like the person with body odor?
Yeah.
Do I offend?
Odoriferous.
That's my favorite movie from my favorite line from one of my favorite movies.
What's that?
Do I offend?
Do I offend?
What is that?
Pretty in Pink.
Oh.
Ducky Dale.
Oh,
in
God.
The record store.
That's been so long.
I know, it's an old one.
Wow.
That I'm a dork.
Our age here.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm a girl of the 80s, what can I say?
Like, gay.
Oh, my God.
Valley girl.
But you couldn't tell because my shirt's tie-dye, so isn't that, like, that's 60s, right?
Peace, dude.
Peace.
Groovy. Actually, tie-dye came back in, though.
I know. I have, like, 4 tie-dye shirts. I love them. Sorry.
You're fine.
I digress again.
It's okay.
It's easy to get me off track.
You usually found out there's only one to keep you quiet. Get something
hey,
in your
that's
mouth.
Not me. That's somebody else we know. I'm quiet sometimes.
Yeah. Well, sometimes.
There's times I'm loud, too.
The only time I've ever seen you quiet is when your mouth is full.
Miss K, we have your bra.
Yeah.
In the restaurant.
Yeah, Miss K, I got your bra. Kid sitting, what, half a foot away?
We had your bra when you took it off in the ballroom there.
I just said I had your bra.
After you got invited up there for the threesome.
I just said I had your bra. I didn't say all that now.
I know.
And then I realized, you know, see, sometimes I forget to censor myself. Because I'm so free and open when we go to the parties. And then I forget that when I get back into the real world, we can't do that.
Right.
People get real crazy. Coming up next, we'll be doing the Purvatorio. We'll be right back.
Ladies, you know the feeling we all get, the aggravation, irritation, discomfort, and feeling that all eyes are on you. It's the feeling we all get from a bad case of PNS. Yes, PNS, otherwise known as perky nipple syndrome. It can really put a cramp in your style.
Cold rooms, dirty thoughts, or random whatevers. PNS can strike at any time. It's a fear I suffer from every day of the year.
Ladies, there is no cure for PNS. But preventative measures can be taken. Wear padded bras, layer your clothing, and most importantly, don't be around men when it does happen. PNS can't be stopped, but we can try to manage it.
Message brought to you by that poor lady who wouldn't stop staring at in the elevator.
To reach the Pervcast, visit the website at www.devilsparadise.com/pervcast or call 419-283-4948. You can also reach us by email at pervcast@devilsparadise.com.
You're listening to The Perv.
You'll find a slight squeeze on the hooter an excellent safety precaution, Miss Scrumptious.
On The Pervcast. Bye-bye.
This episode's Pervatorio involves activities inside of a group. What the hell's the problem when you join a group and don't do nothing with it? I don't understand. Here you are, in a group, you join. Sometimes you beg to join, which I don't understand anyways, but okay. Whatever blows your skirt up. Make sure to give me some ears on my shoes when you do that, though. Anyways, here you are. You're in a group. You don't say anything. Being an owner of a group really kind of makes me wonder what the hell you're doing, you know? Here we got over 400 members, and we maybe see 50. Okay, fine. Great. Dandy. But you know what? Get out there. Be active. If you want to meet people, that's the best way to meet people is get active. It's even funnier, though, when you have a person leave the group, and you're like, who the hell are they? Jeez Louise, come on! All you gotta do is participate. Take the time. Have a little bit of fun. You might actually like it. But if you want to sit back in the corner, form your own group. Call it, We Like to Sandbag. What are you going to do with all your members? We're going to sandbag. That, in and of itself, is something that should stop. If you're going to be in a group, participate. If you don't want to be in a group, don't participate. But for God's sakes, do something. Just don't sit there. And you know how annoying it is when somebody quits a group and you don't have a clue who the hell they are? That gets wild. I'll tell you what, it'd be nice to know when people leave the group and you know who they are. That's just my opinion. What's yours? And this is the Pervatorio. Okay, it's time for me to step out of the room while these two ladies go to the ladies' room.
Time now to see what's going on in the ladies' room. Okay, welcome to the ladies' room.
It's Miss K and
CW. So what are we going to talk about today?
I don't know, something that annoys me.
What is that?
Well, it's these women.
Women?
Women.
I didn't think any women annoyed you.
No, not any women, but
okay.
It's these women that...
Certain type of women.
Yeah, certain types of women that feel the need to...
Showboat?
Yeah, that's a good word.
Showboat. I like that word.
And why is the need for that?
What's the purpose, you mean?
What's the purpose?
Yeah, I don't understand the purpose either. Maybe it makes them feel better about themselves. What do you mean by showboating? Let's explain that at first.
Okay, like these women that, you know, you've met these people and you introduce these people to other people.
Right, right.
And these people, it usually seems to be the female out of the couple, kind of attaches themselves to...
The other couple
okay. that you've introduced him to, and somewhere along the way feels the need to constantly...
Throw it in your face.
Right, throw it in your face.
Oh, we're doing this with this person, and we're doing this with this right. person. Okay, I understand. I get you. I feel you.
It annoys me.
it annoys me, too.
It's like, why?
Like it's a competition.
Right, kind of like a competition.
That is a good word, competition.
And I don't know, it's high school.
Yeah, because, you know, we're all adults here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why people... And just it's the drama thing. Why do they want the drama?
Right. And, I mean, I would never dream of IMing somebody and saying, oh, yeah, what are you doing tonight? Well, we're going to so-and-so's house just to try and, you know...
Get a rise.
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
That's not me, and I don't understand why women feel the need to do that.
It makes them feel better about themselves, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe it does, but... I don't know. I like to be around people that make me feel good.
Yeah.
In more ways than one. But on a general term, I mean, I like to be around people that do make me feel like somebody.
And yeah. When not you're somebody around, that makes you feel like nobody.
Right. And when you're around those other people, it kind of tends to bring you down.
Right.
And I don't know. It's difficult because then certain people that you want to hang with or talk to are now friends with these people.
Right.
And you don't want to cause any issues or...
You don't want to be the type of people who's like, well, if you're friends with them, you can't be friends with me,
right.
too.
Right.
Yeah. Or you can't... If you're going to do stuff with them, you can't do stuff with me, too. Because that's just... Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you so want to be all around friends all around. And mm-hmm. there's no place for that other stuff.
Right. So you tend to remove yourself from the situation so
exactly.
that you don't have to be part of that.
Right. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. What do you think?
I understand. I mean, I just don't understand why people feel the need to do that. And it all really boils down to me is, you know, why do you feel you left high school 10, 15, 20 years ago? Why bring
right.
it back? You know, I realize that's what you're used to from high school, but we're all adults.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need the game playing and the drama and the mm-hmm. he said, she said, and you know, all that stuff.
Right.
You know, act like the adult that you're supposed to be.
Exactly. And this lifestyle is supposed to be fun, not
drama ridden.
bad or overtaken by women that feel the need to flaunt it.
Right. All right.
I don't know.
This has been the ladies' room with Miss K and CW.
Hey, you guys! You're listening to the Pervcast.
It's time for the Devil's Paradise upcoming events. It's time to party. It's time for P-A-R-T-Y. We got the parties that rock.
Yeah.
We got the parties that groove.
Yeah.
We got the parties that make the grade.
Yeah.
We got the parties where you might get to meet new friends.
What?
I know guys on crack that makes more sense than you.
Out of hell with it. Just tell them about the upcoming events, will ya?
New Year's party.
New Year's. Ring a New Year's in with a bang. Get your RSVPs in. Remember, RSVPing doesn't mean you're committed to going to the party. It just means we want to get a good head count.
Gives us an idea who's coming, how much food to order,
who's
et
cetera, coming, how many
et cetera,
condoms
et cetera.
We need to bring.
Yeah, how many condoms we need to buy. Always back to the condoms, I see.
That's right. I got condoms on my mind. Billie Jean ate my rubber.
Jeez. How do you live with him, Miss K?
I don't know.
Save a horse, ride a condom.
Save a horse, ride a condom.
Okay. Don't forget it's somebody's birthday, too.
Whose birthday is that?
Miss K.
Are we going to have cake?
Blue frosting again.
Make sure we have blue frosting.
Yeah.
No cake, come on.
Yeah, Miss K's birthday, don't forget. No spankings, but I'm sure she'll take something spanking. Yeah.
Slapping?
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, no.
Okay, but that is it for the upcoming events. Don't forget we do have some smaller events coming through here. Next up is Around the Group. This is Around the Group. This kind of lets you know what we're going on around our Devil's Paradise Yahoo group. Remember, if you want to join the Devil's Paradise Yahoo group, just go out to our website at
www.devilsparadise.com.
She does that pretty good. She's got a pretty mouth.
A pretty mouth?
Yep. Does it work well?
Yes, it does. It's not big enough, though. Depends on who you're talking to.
I'll say my answer to that.
Notice it was WWW, not
W.
That's one of the first rules of radio, W. It's not W.
Better than washing your clothes.
Oh, I hate that.
I wash my clothes.
You wash them? There's no R in that word. It's W-A-S-H, not wash.
Miss K English.
Miss K English.
It's all right. You don't have a mic. We can't hear you that well anyway.
Yeah. Anyways. Around the group right now, we have a lot of things going on. We have our weekly chat started up again. It is at 7 o'clock on Sundays.
And we always have a host in there.
It would be a fun, shy couple, either one or the other.
And or a shy green eyes.
Shy green eyes.
Yep. One of the two of them is usually
there. And you can actually go out to the webpage there at www.devilsparadise.com/chat. Along with that, as you're listening right now, the Pervcast is also available online, episode 1, and soon to be episode 2,
two.
As soon as we finish this one. So if you're listening to this and we're not done, sorry.
If you're listening to this, we have to be done.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody caught that.
I doubt it. They caught that, though.
Yeah. Anyways, you can check that out at www.devilsparadise.com/pervcast. Keep in mind, we also have a form there that you can give out suggestions and other ideas. And also, if you have any questions for the three of us, that we can kind of kick around and answer questions. Kind of like a Dear Abby. You ever think Dear Abby ever did this naked? She's kind of ugly.
Maybe without pants.
Maybe with pants.
I've never seen Dear Abby. I don't know what she looks like.
She's old. She's dead, actually.
She's dead?
Yeah.
All right, then. So Dear Abby is Dear Abbyette now?
Yeah. Dear deceased?
Dear deceased.
Also, we have the ability to, we have a list of the MySpace people going on, and that, we actually have a list of all the people listed on, in our group.
That have MySpace pages.
Who have MySpace pages, see, just like that. And yeah. That's www, do you know what that is?
I don't know. www.devilsparadise.com/MySpace?
Yeah.
How about that? I'm smart. Woohoo! SMART.
And, what else do we got going on here? We got chat.
Oh, question of the day.
Question
of the day is a good one.
Yep.
Miss K. We do it every Tuesday and Thursday.
Usually.
Yeah. Hopefully. We try. We try to get two out there a week. It's not always the same days. But yeah.
We do try.
Sometimes we're a little slow.
And if you have any ideas of question of the day you'd like to put out there, you can always go out to our website. There is a form out there to give feedback on, or else you can just simply email us at info@devilsparadise.com, and then actually hit all of us and let us know what's going on. Along with that, with the Pervcast, if you have any ideas, suggestions, comments about the Pervcast, you can always reach all three of us now at pervcast@devilsparadise.com.
Woo-hoo.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
That's neat.
Yeah, that is neat. Hey, can we talk about the photos?
Oh yeah, the photos.
Yeah, if you ever want to see, now there's a photo section in the group. So if you ever want to see what people look like, most of the couples that want to have photos up there have photos up there. But we also have photos from all of our major events.
Yes.
And you get to see how much fun we have and all of our lighting effects.
Yes. Lots of them.
There are actually some cool pictures up there.
Yes, a lot of cool
pictures.
And
there's a lot of fun. And you're not going to get a complete idea of what happens, yeah. But you get a lot of the idea of what happens and the things that people do. And
oh, absolutely.
It's the type of people that come and...
Oh, yeah. Come and go.
Dance.
And come.
YMCA. Chris, Kay likes to come.
Yep.
So do I.
The table.
Just one time and he won't let you live it down, will he?
Yeah, that's right. That's pretty much what we got going on around the group. We will have smaller events. We try to have at least one event every second Saturday of the month, or thereabouts.
Somewhere around that area.
We will be having house parties as we go. And other
hot
events.
Tub parties.
Hot tub parties.
Can't another forget the hot things. Tub parties.
Yep. And we are working on some other things. Don't forget, if there's any questions out at the polls, make sure you answer them so we kind of get a good idea if we should be pursuing certain events.
Whatever that was, Yo Quiero Taco Bell?
Yo Quiero Taco Bell.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I like the bearded list.
Me llamo Sofia.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
You're going to go play with the beardless taco?
Beardless?
Taco.
Okay.
The hairless taco?
The hairless taco?
Hairless taco.
Hairless.
The man
my,
in the boat?
My taco's hairless.
Play with the man in the boat?
The man in the boat.
Little man in the canoe?
You're a perv.
Thank you. I resemble that remark.
Speaking of little man in the canoe... We're almost considering this weekend.
What?
Getting the hood pierced.
No, really?
Yeah. But she wanted me to get something else pierced. I'm like,
Prince Albert?
No.
Oh, okay.
Ow. Don't even.
I want to do my tongue. But I'm too chicken. Because I talk for a living.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's not a good idea.
Right.
I don't know. Has anybody had their tongue pierced? How long does it take?
There's a few people that I know.
If
you've had your tongue pierced, don't forget. You can give feedback.
How about your
website.
Hood? I want to hear about your hood, too.
That, too. If you had piercings in weird places, don't forget the form is out there.
We could have a piercing contest.
Oh, we could.
Or a tattoo contest.
Why have a poll? You had a form sitting on at the Pervcast.
No, a poll on whether I should get my hood pierced.
Yeah.
Here we go. Do should Miss K get her hood pierced? Film at 11.
Fill out the form at www.pervcast.com. devilsparadise.com/pervcast.
I know
shit
people
she
have had it done and
pierced.
They ended up getting it taken out because it just got in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Wiping, cleaning.
Should she get her hood pierced? Don't forget.
Not sex.
I don't know.
Anyways, that's it for...
I've heard it pulls. The hood. It can get caught. The person that I talked to said she took it out because it just got in the way. She didn't elaborate, really, so I'm not quite sure. But. Okay.
And that's it for upcoming events.
Oh, wait, we're talking about upcoming events. I'm sorry. See, here I go. There's that ADD again.
Okay, and coming up next. It's time to say goodbye to our company.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our family.
It's off. No, it's not.
You interrupted. I just have to get closer to it.
You interrupted her.
Oh, did I?
That's okay. I don't say that well anyway.
No, yes, you do. Carry
I'll
on.
Do this one. So long, farewell, Evita, and goodbye. It's not a mucus. I mean, music.
Mucus.
The hills are alive with the sound of mucus. Sorry. That was attractive. I'm sorry.
Anyways, we're done for this one. Woo!
Yay, it's in the can.
Another episode 2 in the can. Episode 3 is coming up. If you got any suggestions, make sure to give them to us. If you have anything about we should discuss about the ladies' room or the pervatorial, make sure to let us know. You can reach us at
www.devilsparadise.com. That's devils, devilz, paradise.com /pervcast. Pervcast.
Special thanks to CW for being here this time, bearing with us to the bear end.
Woohoo! Woohoo!
Bear end.
Bear. And my end's not bear. Oh, I have clothes on right now.
Nice. And don't forget, we are all naked under our clothes.
Underneath our clothes, yes.
And I'm the perv.
I'm Miss K.
Yeah, you remembered the name
I know.
Oh, I'm CW. Sorry.
Have a good day, good night, good day.
TTFN.
Ta-ta for now.
And we're out of here.
Love and kisses on all your pink parts.
Always fucking is delicious.
Welcome back now. Here